Russia has certainly become a key player in the fight against ISIS and in Syria. Russian President Vladimir Putin appears to have found common ground this week with Secretary of State John Kerry's proposal to get a peace deal in Syria.
We think that the Syrian people alone should determine who they want to rule them, under which standards and which rules. So in general, I will say an important thing now. We support the initiative of the United States, including the one on the preparation of the UN Security Council resolution on Syria. It is this draft resolution that the Secretary of State brought with him. In general, we agree with it. I think the Syrian authorities will also agree with it when they look through the draft.
As Vladimir Putin speaking at a news conference yesterday following what appeared to be a successful meeting between John Kerry and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov. But Putin's message was also a little more disjointed than in the past. He made some odd remarks supporting Donald Trump, whom he praised as being bright and talented, and also had effusive praise for disgraced FIFA president Sepp Blatter. And he also continued to express his scorn for Turkey over the shooting down of a Russian combat jet last month. Kimberly Martin is professor of political science at Columbia University's Barnard College and a friend of The Takeaway. Welcome back to the show, Kimberly.
Thank you, Todd. Great to be back.
And it's great to have you. Kimberly, what's behind the new language we're hearing from Vladimir Putin regarding the conflict of Syria with Syria? Why all of a sudden does it appear that Putin and Obama and Kerry might be on the same page when it comes to Bashar al-Assad?
Well, any agreement that we get is certainly positive, but I think the devil is in the details, and we have to keep in mind that despite this very positive talk, we also got reports today that Russia has effectively established a no-fly zone of its own over northern Syria. And in his speech yesterday, Putin said that this no-fly zone would keep Turkish planes from flying in the area, but we now know from the latest news reports that it is also keeping U.S. planes from flying in the area and giving to support to the anti-Assad and anti-ISIS rebels that we have been working with in northern Syria.
So how has this evolved here? Why does the U.S. think it has a partner now in Russia when it comes to Assad? Or do we have no choice?
I don't think that the U.S. is thinking that Russia is a partner. I would be surprised if anybody were taken in by Putin's rhetoric, given all of the mixed messages he has been sending over the past 15 years that he has been president. But I think that we need to work with Russia as much as we can. And so if they express something positive, that is good to go with. But as you mentioned, he seems to have lost the sense of strategic messaging in his public pronouncements. So, for example, 2 weeks ago, he gave a state of the nation address to the Russian people in which he did not mention Ukraine at all. And then yesterday in his message, he talks about the fact that, there were people in Ukraine who were filling military requirements, even though they weren't official representatives of the Russian state. He doesn't seem to be going in a cohesive direction in what he is saying.
At the same time, there might be some lack of cohesion, or you could say there is, coming from the White House. President Obama drew a red line a long time ago saying Assad has to go. The Russians support Assad, of course. He's an important client. And now, even though they say they're not, the White House and John Kerry seem to be backing off that red line that Assad cannot be president of Syria anymore.
I think you're right, but we have to keep in mind that the lack of cohesion has different causes in the two countries, because in the United States, the lack of cohesion comes from all kinds of different parties coming to the table and all having different political reasons for wanting to have a one message or another come to the forefront. And so it's a matter of trying to herd cats, essentially, that are all involved in the democratic decision-making process in the United States. Whereas in Russia, it's just Putin all the time. We don't know who's giving him advice. He may be changing his own mind, but none of what he talks about gets publicly discussed either before or afterwards. It's just him making these pronouncements. And so when we see inconsistency in what he's saying, it's more disturbing because it might be an indication that he is having some difficulty in deciding what his own strategic direction is going to be.
Well, before we let you go, Kimberly Martin, I got to get your take on Vladimir Putin's praise of Donald Trump. Does he see something of himself there? Is that why he likes him so much? Or is this
really
just kind of adept trolling of U.S. officials? I think he's trolling Obama.
He's really kind of a Trump-like person, isn't he? I mean, he plays on the populism. He plays on the, what are close to being obscene remarks about Turkey and the United States. And he plays it to get at the common person and to get the support of the common person who says, yeah, this is somebody that I could see as a drinking buddy, kind of like Donald Trump.
Maybe two people of a kind, and I think maybe Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump both see a little bit of something to like in one another. Kimberly Martin, professor of political science at Columbia's Barnard College, thanks as always.
Thanks, Todd.